104.3 Jams, Chicago's number one for throwbacks, the Ed Lover Morning Show. Here's something that's trending. Centoya Brown, who's a young lady that was sentenced first to life and then they gave her 51 years, was granted clemency. But what's the governor of what state there, Hazy? It's my producer, Krista Hayes.
It's the governor
Tennessee.
I think that's good news. Me personally, I feel like she's a victim.
You do?
She deserves it. I think she was even convicted at a young age.
She was convicted at like 16 years old.
That's not right.
She's not that right to give her that much time. Not right at all to give her that much time. They should have put her in a juvenile facility and
agree and get her the help she needed.
She needed help, and then she got a couple of degrees while she was locked up too.
Yeah, and they said she's been a model inmate.
Model inmate.
And Kim Kardashian was sticking up for her too.
Everybody
vouched
for her.
What are your thoughts?
I think that they did the right thing by granting her clemency. She's on supervised parole for the next 10 years though. So it's not like she's just free and clear as a bird. She's still got to go. She's still on paper.
Well, I understand that. Yeah. I mean, I can't imagine what it was like being locked up at 16.
But if you... Here's the other side of that coin.
Yeah.
If that was your dad, what would you say?
What do you mean? If that
because
was
she ran away from home.
Okay.
She got with a pimp. She's living in a motel with a pimp. The pimp sent out the prostitute. Okay? She's too young. Impressionable, shouldn't have been in that position in the first place. But after she had sex with the guy in the motel, he went to sleep. She robbed him and shot him in the head. Now, if that was your daddy, what would you think about that? This is all alleged, y'all. But it's according to court papers. And she admitted to it, so it's not alleged. So if that was your dad, what would you think?
If that was my dad?
Yeah. Would you want the same clemency because your dad made a mistake and picked up with a prostitute and then ended up dead because of it? You will want some kind of justice for your father.
I don't know if that's harsh. I'm not emotionally attached to this type of situation, but I mean, he did.
You are emotionally attached to
it. He did pick up a young girl as a prostitute.
But, and that means he's supposed to die as your father?
And she might have been scared. Who knows what the situation was in that room?
But
we don't know.
Jen, you're dancing around the question. I said, if that was your daddy, what would you feel right now?
Hey, it wouldn't be my daddy. My daddy would never do that.
Ah, you're dancing around the question, Jen.
I would still feel like she did not deserve a life sentence.
So you would still think that the life sentence was a little too harsh?
Yes, I would.
Even
I'd
if
be
she
like,
killed
this
killed
is an unfortunate, sad situation.
Sleeping.
I don't want another life to suffer. She deserves to have another beginning. Someone deserves another chance in this story.
I would say give her 25 to life and let her serve. 25 to life don't mean you got to do life, okay, y'all? Let her serve whatever the state minimum is and then let her be paroled.
I just really think she's a victim here. She was a young girl. She didn't know
any
better.
I would feel a little bit different if it was my dad. I'm glad she got what she got. But if that was my dad, the man who raised me and showed me all that love, I would not think that he was supposed to die for one mistake that he made in his life. And I would feel sad for her, but then on the other side of that, my emotions would take over. I would want, and she did do some time. Mm-hmm. She did a lot of time. What'd you do, Krista, 15?
Uh-huh.
She did 15 years. That's yeah, that's good enough.
And
that
she
would be good
her
enough
life
for
around.
Me. That would be good enough for me. 15 years would be good enough for me. Absolutely. It's 104.3 Jam, Chicago's number one for throwbacks. It's the Ed Lover Morning Show. Throwback Thursday trivia is coming up next.